We saw a slight pullback on the livestock markets at the close of last week. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your farm news update. Throughout the beginning of last week, we saw a very strong market across the cattle complex. But throughout Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we saw the markets take a step back and take a little breather.
Kind of a tough little segment here in the late afternoon after a close, after kind of one of those weeks here in the cattle where, you know, some of the fundamentals probably take a back seat here, unfortunately, for a little while.
Joe Coima with Coima, Coima, and Varlick goes over some of the news that boosted the cattle early last week.
The beginning of the week, you know, another Tuesday, where we had kind of a, you know, kind of a rumor kind of going on that turned out to have some facts behind it, you know, some ice raids that were going off, especially in the Nebraska area. So that's kind of what probably losing our long speculator a little bit, having three Tuesdays in a row where we watch a market all of a sudden break $3 in a few minutes. You know, so that was kind of the first thing that created some uncertainty in the marketplace.
And as we know, our livestock markets don't like uncertainty. So with the help of some geopolitical news, the cattle markets had a setback to close the week.
On with Israel bombing Iran just puts more uncertainty on top of this cattle market, and we all know that when you put uncertainty with the live cattle futures, it's usually not a good combination at all. You know, fundamentals still providing some leadership there. We might have lost a little bit of cash momentum in the north, but with the basis play, it's as good as it was last week. Some 240 out there, some 375, 380. So cash market's holding together just fine. The south had some good stuff as well. So if there's kind of a highlight this week, is that the fundamentals are still there. Our year to date kill compared to last year's, we're down 6% as well, and our boxes had a really good week again.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.